Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth, and I have Andrew Fondo in studio with me from Concordia Plant Services downstairs. Came upstairs to join me today on the Coffee Hour.
All the way.
Last day of guest hosting before Andy comes back next week, and I get to regain my my other chair status and don't have to push the buttons on the board anymore. I'll let him do that again next week. So Andrew, I almost called you Andy.
Oh,
it's habit.
Ouch.
I know. So I had my guest hosts pick who they wanted to talk to while they got to join me this week. And you set the bar really high.
Go big or go home is the saying, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was telling people who you had invited to be our guests, and yeah, they were like, whoa.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Lutheran world is filled with people that that folks may not know are Lutheran, and so I thought, let's do this. We got a couple of choices, and my number one was able to join us, and so...
That's awesome.
Sam Decker is on the phone with us right now, joining us from Oklahoma City, I believe is where you're playing tonight, right, Sam? Sam's the LA Clippers forward, former Wisconsin Badger, and most well-known for being a part of Sheboygan Lutheran and the Crusaders up there. Sam, welcome to Coffee Hour this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so Sam, it's March Madness, so you know what we got to talk about. Having the affiliation back to Wisconsin, we got to talk Packers football because the draft is coming up. So, what are you thinking? New GM? What are the thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I think it kind of came as a shock the other day when, you know, Jordy Nelson got released, and Jordy is one of those staple Packers that everyone, you know, came to love and had a lot of success with him, won a Super Bowl with him. So, you know, it's going to be different watching them really get into free agency and, you know, really try to make a push here. I'm excited to see what they do. And, you know, the Packers are one of those teams where I can sit back as a fan and watch and, you know, try to see, you know, what they're doing. And I just try to support them in any way I can.
Yeah, that's outstanding. So, Sam, why, for those that didn't know that you were part of the Lutheran Church, what is your family history inside of the Lutheran Church?
Yeah, I grew up going to Trinity Lutheran School and Church in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and then went on to Sheboygan Area Lutheran High School. In Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and we've been in the church my whole life. Every Sunday, my parents made a concerted effort to get us to church, and they became members at Trinity before I was born. So that was my home church forever, and it's in the LCMS, and now in LA, I joined First Lutheran in Venice, so also a Missouri Synod Church, and try to get there as much as I can.
You know, Sarah, I got to tell you this. So I follow Sam, and then I follow his fiance Olivia on Instagram, and it is the coolest thing to see how many followers they have. And then whenever Sam goes back to Sheboygan Lutheran, they have the giant logo cross in the gym.
Nice.
And so all of these hundreds of thousands of people that follow him see the LCMS logo cross in the gym. It's just outstanding.
That's awesome. And we were just talking about Lutheran bingo. There's
exactly.
Another notch.
There it is right there. Another connection.
Yeah.
So, Sam, what's the atmosphere in professional athletics, especially for you being in the NBA, for men of faith?
To be honest, it's actually, you'd be surprised at how many, practicing Christians there are in professional basketball. I can't speak for every other sport, but... you know, there's a really good amount of guys that are followers of Christ and that aren't afraid to share their faith. I think a locker room is a place that we all feel comfortable, and we've had open discussions. You know, we have Christians, we have there's people in the organization, there's a lot of Jewish people, there's a lot of they call them something, spiritual people in. So we're able to have open discussions that are civil, and we like to ask each other questions about this or that, and Every pregame in every city and every arena, there's a chapel an hour before games. So, you know, whoever, you know, wants to join in and, you know, read some scripture, you know, hear a little lesson before the game, can go to that. And that's a nice way to kind of get your mind off basketball and kind of, you know, refocus and recenter yourself on, you know, more important matters. And that's always a good time.
Do you and Sean Livingston ever get together? He's another LCMS guy. I don't know if, did you know that at all, playing for the...
I didn't know Sean was a Lutheran.
Yeah.
But yeah, whenever we play in Golden State, yeah, he's always at chapel.
Yeah, you'll have to talk to him. He also went through the parochial school system, and I think he was undefeated on his team in Peoria. I think it's Concordia Lutheran in Peoria, yeah. And he went undefeated all the way through.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. I knew he was from Illinois, so kind of, yeah, it's not too far from us in Wisconsin. And but yeah, I had no idea he was a Lutheran guy. So I'll have to mention that next time I see him.
Yeah, absolutely. There it is, Sarah.
There
another
go.
Connection right
Lutheran
there.
Bingo.
Yep. And then if you're ever in the baseball world, Aaron Judge for the Yankees. He also is an LCMS guy.
Oh, I did know he was a. You know, firm believer. I see on his Twitter and everything, you know, that he's a strong Christian. So it's good to know he's Lutheran.
Yeah.
If I ever run into him, I'll have to mention something.
All right. So some questions back to your high school days around the sports scene. I've had one of my good friends worked for Channel 5 out of Green Bay, and he was telling me that that your senior year, that you had some real epic battles with some Lutheran high schools up there. He was talking about the 45-point comeback at NEW. And then he said that state title game against Racine Lutheran, of which I went back and watched a lot of that game, you starting off with an alley-oop dunk there, and then the comeback that you had there, he said that was probably one of the best games in WIAA history. What is it for you when you were playing back in high school to face other Lutheran schools? Was there an extra juice there, or was it just like any other game?
That's a good question. You know, it's funny. Sometimes you forget that it is Lutheran school because it gets a little, you know, chippy out there, and you know, because, you know, the teams are so competitive. And I remember NEW Lutheran, you know, in Green Bay. Was a, you know, very successful basketball program, a team that we kind of formed a rivalry with. And I think they're at state again this year. You know, so we always had big games against them. And then, like you said, Racine Lutheran in the championship, we actually played them twice that year, and they beat us by about 25 earlier in the year. So when we faced them in the state title, you know, there's a little extra incentive there to, you know, play our best basketball. And, yeah, I think they called the Holy War when we played in the title game, and we were happy to get out of there with a win. And yeah, I think, you know, it's unique though when those two teams play. You know, after the game, you see them praying, and you know, we always have this, you know, common ground of faith, and you know we can always come back to that.
So in high school, you played for your dad, right? And is he still the coach there?
No, he's not.
Okay.
He retired from coaching, but he was our coach when I was there. And
and then did your brother play with you 1 year? Mm-hmm. Or how many years did he play with you?
No, I didn't play with my brother at all.
Okay.
He was gone before I got there. So I went to school for a year with my sister, and then I'm the baby in the family.
So then you go off to Wisconsin, and you're one of only a handful of players that ever started, you know, as a freshman. And Coach Ryan, he was tough on you, trying to obviously help you learn. What was it like having a key role in there, but not being the guy?
I grew a lot my freshman year, you know, just learning a whole new style of basketball. You know, go from playing the smallest division in, you know, Wisconsin high school basketball, going and playing, you know, big minutes on a Big Ten team, you know, as a freshman, you know, going to, you know, Indiana and Ohio State, you know, trying to go in there as a, you know, bright-eyed 18-year-old, you know, it kind of wakes you up.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I always wanted to do. You know, I'm a competitor. I kind of lived for those moments. So I loved it. I had as much fun as anyone could have had in their freshman year. You know, making rookie mistakes, but getting back up and trying it all over again. So I had a lot of, you know, growing pains, but, you know, found a lot of success. And Coach Ryan, you know, believed in me and gave me an opportunity. So, you know, I had to take advantage of it and know that, you know, I'm going to make mistakes, but it's only going to make you better.
So we're up against the clock, and I want to give you time real quick to talk about what you and Olivia are doing for wedding gifts. But I really appreciate you coming on. It's an amazing story to watch you go from playing in the gyms of Stockbridge and Hilbert and Oostburg and all those places all the way to now L.A. So we're real thankful and pleased to have you a part of the church body and also being able to watch you do the gift that you were given, and real thankful that you were able to come on. So what's the deal with you and Olivia and what you're doing for your wedding coming up and with gifts and what you're asking people to do?
Yeah, we've partnered with a group called CCFF, Children's Cancer Family Foundation, and they are out of Northeast Wisconsin, and I got in touch with them a few years back, and before they were even CCFF, and did some events with them at a minor league baseball stadium, and really got attached to some of the families and, you know, the story and everything. And Sarah Beth Jansen, you know, called me and said, I'm starting this, you know, organization, this charity to help families with, you know, kids stricken with, you know, terrible disease. And you know, people don't realize sometimes how expensive it is, you know, the travel, the food, the medical bills, the hotels. You know, so CCFF is just an opportunity to help these families, you know, going through, you know, these terrible times and helping them out in any way. And, you know, kind of giving them, you know, another family to kind of give them some stability and some help and just be there for them. And we got very passionate about it, and we're asking people, you know, going to the wedding and just people from, you know, the community to donate to CFF and help these families out. And then we thought that would be a great way to give back. And, you know, two people, me and Olivia, are very blessed with a lot of things, and, you know, we're called to help. So that's, you know, something we want to do and we're very passionate about and hoping we can make as much money as possible.
That's outstanding.
That's awesome.
Thanks so much, Sam.
Thank you, Sam, for being our guest today. Sam Decker with the Los Angeles Clippers. And Andrew, it's been great.
Hey, thanks a lot, Sarah.
Yeah, and you'll be back next week. You're listening to The Coffee Hour on KFUO Radio.
Christ for you anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.